Yeah, Dominic's not here. He had one of his girly migraines.
You know
it's
what
not
it was.
Girly.
I thought it was just he wasn't sure about the new music.
Oh, the new news jingles. Well, yeah. Seemingly nobody seems sure about those new news jingles. You know how our audience, just like us, love change. let me have a look. What on earth is that noise behind the news? Not liking the new news tune, says Simon the M6. Four words. I don't like change, says Michael in Mansfield. don't like the new Newsbeat music. Bring back the old one, says Pete and Stevenage. Don't like the new news jingle. Where's Dom, says Robbo in the borough. Dom got a migraine on the way in today, which must be bad, because then he turned around and went home.
Oh, yeah, actually, I didn't know he sent off.
Yeah. He was on his way in.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Even Dom won't read the news with that Anchorman news jingle, says Chris at Longleat. Sounds awful. So many people slagging it off. Here's a funny one, though. How annoying is that beat behind the news? But we've always had a beat behind the news.
But,
that's the thing.
Funnily enough,
it's news beat.
I did think it sounded more apparent, the beat on this new one, when I was listening to Dev play it this morning.
That's because it's different, though.
There's a high note in there as well, which you can hear more than just the low ones.
Did anybody like the new news jingle?
I've warmed to them, actually.
Well, you would say that.
But no, because we've heard them for a week. I think give it a week and you'll be going, what old ones?
Well. Okay, this was going out now. Let's have some news.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
What am I watching? I don't get that. What am I watching?
Radio 1.
I'm watching it?
There's a whole department now, isn't there? Visualisation.
Yeah, but I'm not watching it now. I'm barely listening now, I've got to be honest.
How are you even sharing it then?
Yeah, what's that? I'm sharing it?
Online.
How am I sharing? I'm sharing the cost of it. Is that what it is?
Don't think so.
Listen, watch, pay for some of it. let's be honest about it. We're all doing that. You, me, them, everybody.
Enjoy it. You've paid for it.
I think people will get used to it.
Listen, watch, enjoy it. You pay for it. This is where you're right. I like that.
You bought it. Here it is.
Yeah. Oh, and then for those people who don't realise that before, listen, watch. You know, you pay for Strictly Come Dancing, you get this for free. That's the nice thing about radio. You know, people forget that. You know, we get. Out of every licence fee, Radio 1 gets 0.000000 half of a pence. But yeah, you pay your TV licence fee. Oh look, it's like we do you a deal. We're chucking the radio for you and the website.
Yeah. So we're kind of a bonus, really, aren't we, on top of the Strictly money?
Yeah. Listen, watch, share. Why do they want me to watch share?
No, it's a different.
It's not like I hate her, but I've never been a big fan of shares.
It means.
Is she playing a concert for Radio 1?
I think it means.
She was doing Radio 1 Hackney.
The lineup hasn't been announced yet.
Oh, no. Well, we've obviously given it away.
Listen.
There you go. Yeah, I'm listening. Now what do you want me to do?
Watch, share.
Why do you want me to watch, share?
What that means is, if she was to be performing for Radio 1, they would film it as well, which means that you have to watch, listen, watch.
Do we have a different one for 7 o'clock, which says listen, watch, plan B?
You probably only have a 7-day window for it as well, so maybe be quick and watch.
Yeah, it's only share for 1 week.
Yeah.
Next week is listen, watch, the Arctic Monkeys.
And the share bit must mean Facebook and Twitter. So then
go and
tell people.
Oh, I see what you mean. Right, okay.
Is that sharing it?
Yeah.
You know, retweeting, posting it on Facebook.
Atomising.
Yeah.
What? It's a technical term.
What is it?
Atomising.
Atomising?
Mm. It's like we need them to work. It's like Radio 1 listeners are our soldiers.
People do it automatically, don't they?
Not everyone. Well, I don't know. Hey, look, I love change, just like Dave.
We embrace it because we're forward-thinking people and we don't like to stay in the same place. And so this is just a natural progression for us musically.
Listen, watch, share. Listen, watch, Elvis Presley. Radio 2 now, start complaining. Oh, whoa, whoa. We have the dominancy on share, if you don't mind. You can have the Prodigy. We have share. I got you, babe.
Yep.
That was Sonny and Cher, wasn't it?
Sonny and Cher.
Not just Cher.
You know who Sonny was?
No.
Cher's husband.
Mm? Sonny Bono.
Sonny Bono.
So did they sing before they got married, or was it they were sat at home one night and went, we should both do a song?
Well, I don't think, like, your mum and dad might be sat there at home in front of the telly going, I think we should record a song. I think they were artists first.
Who chose to marry.
Who then got married, I believe.
That's another one.
Before my time.
Yeah, that's Cher.
There she is. Listen, what Cher... What's wrong with Radio 1? News. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with... Here's the news, Radio...
Listen, watch.
Listen, here's the news that's about to come on.
Radio 1.
Now, here it is.
Listen, important news. Yeah. Radio 1's news beat.
Yeah, that's an option.
Mm. Listen, don't listen. Here it is anyway. Yeah. It's the news. Yeah. That's what you need.
Mm. Listen, don't turn over. Okay. Radio 1's news.
No, do it then. Do it.
Listen, don't turn over. Radio 1's news beat. Not quite as kitschy, though.
See, for us...
it's a bit clunky. It's not brilliant. It's still better than Cher.
For us, it'd be switch off for a minute, eat your breakfast. Yeah. News.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Dom and Tina are about to read the news. Dave and Chris will have their sausage and egg. It's the time for the news. Well, he doesn't have sausage and egg. He has toast and Marmite every day.
Marmalade.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's a minefield, isn't it?
Isn't it?
The right tagline.
But as Tina says, I think that in a couple of weeks, I think we'll all be used to it. It just sounds weird at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm sharing right now.
How are you?
Yep. Don't ask me how. I don't even know what that means. Student Juice from Oxford says, oh, you've got to respect what Newsbeat are doing. That's what you got to do. Someone says, it sounds like management BS bingo gone wrong. You just throw a load of, like, phrases at the wall. What do you like, Khaled?
I like listen.
Oh, that's nice. Dave, let's have a brainstorm.
Okay, fine.
A brain shower. It's not a mind shower. Brainstorm is supposed to be offensive now.
To who, though?
I don't know.
People with no brains?
I don't know.
But so, if they have no brain, they'll be so dumb they won't understand
it. That's what I heard. I heard that it was politically incorrect to say brainstorm, so you now say mind shower.
Right, and it's so 90s.
Yeah, or thought bath or something, I don't know.
Stephen Loughborough says, if I've paid for it, I should have a say in it, so my contribution is change it back.
Well, could you imagine how big that meeting would be?
Yeah.
Listen, watch, share, as in you pay for some of it. Do you like it? If you don't like it, tell us. We'll have a vote about it. If it turns out you're right, we'll go back.
Listen.
There you go.
See, ultimately, it can't be a democracy.
Hey?
It can't be a democratic process, because it just would never work, would it?
Imagine having to play the new news jingles to every single listener. Mm. Hi, is that Tony?
Yep. Hi, it's Radio 1 here. Right. What do you want? I've been on a 12-hour shift driving a lorry.
Can we play you the new news jingles?
Shove off. Let's get on with it.
See, another slogan could be, listen, get used to it, it's staying.
OK. Do you want to play that? I'll give you listen and then you're in.
Listen.
Get used to it, it's staying.
Is BBC Radio 1.
There you go.
See, it's all there.
How about... Listen, we're not quite sure. We'll give it a few weeks, see how we all get on with it. This is Radio 1. Thank
you. Listen, don't worry, it'll grow on you.
Listen, it's just a bloody news jingle. Get over yourself. Yeah. I think they picked a new logo, like Simon Cowell picks his judges for his TV shows.
Now.
Just have a wall of words on this over here, and a wall of words over there, and a wall of words there. I'll have listen, and then I'll have what's enough of that. I'll have watch, and over there, what's this wall here? These are artists from the 60s and 70s. Oh, Shawaddy Waddy. So what does that mean? It's listen, watch, Shawaddy Waddy. That doesn't sound very... sound right. What else have we got? Listen, watch T-Rex. That doesn't really work, does it? Listen, watch Leo Sayer. I'm not liking this. Change it. Change the wall.
Now, I spent most of yesterday on the road, which meant I didn't...
Hey, Katie in Sunderland likes the new news jingle. There you are.
Go on, stick her down on the yes list.
Yeah.
Right. Katie in Sunderland.
Graham says, listen, accept it, deal with it. This is Radio 1.
OK. Get on with it.
Listen, why fix something that ain't broke? This is Radio 1. People are now giving us. People are now texting in what they think. Listen, change it. Stew on the M25. I don't know if that would work, but... listen, change it. Stew on the M25. This is Radio 1. I mean, it's very personal.
I mean, Lauren says stop, collaborate and listen.
And watch care. Yeah.
This is Newsbeat.
Can we not get a clip of Cher going, hello? Like that.
Why me?
Listen, watch, share.
Yes? Hello? Hello? Okay, bye-bye.
This is BBC.
Just an idea. All right, stop. Collaborate and...
Listen.
There you go. Mm.
You can have fun with this.
Yeah. What you reckon?
Joe in Wimbledon Centre.
What?
Joe in Wimbledon says, listen, look both ways, cross safely.
Let's get the voiceover guy in for a big session today. Yeah. We'll play with all these tomorrow. Yeah. By the way, for those of you who think we're slagging it and knocking it, we're not. We're actually cleverer than that. We're introducing it to the audience in a subliminal way, which means that when we look like we're joking about it, we're actually getting people used to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This will actually score as management brownie points, I think.
All right, well, look, we better start the show. You're going to be all right with the news?
Yes.
And the sport and the weather? Jeez, Tina, you'll be having a nosebleed, love.
Yeah, I know.
She only normally does the sport. Now she's got news and weather and sport.
And new news.
New
jingles.
News. New news.
And new news jingles. That's right. Listen, watch, share. Mm. We've got them. We've had a little play with the new newsbeat jingles.
Oh, yeah.
Way. Yeah. Just to kind of emphasise the message that they're trying to get across. I don't know if I've improved it in any way. I hope that we have, Dave.
Let's have a listen.
Let's see if this kind of says more to you.
Listen, watch, share.
Does he love me? I wanna know.
Oh, yeah.
How can I tell if he loves me so?
BBC. Radio 1.
There you go. You get the idea.
Listen, watch, share.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's one intent.
I like that. She'll be delighted.
Yeah, of course she will.
BBC Radio 1.
She's not been on Radio 1 for years, has she?
She's hoping to play Hackney, that's what it is.
Aren't we all?
Listen, watch, share.
Does he love me? I want to know.
Well, I can listen to that before every news. I really could. Right, let's do some text messages. So if you just switched on, good morning, we've got... Here's the new news. We've got new news jingles that mention Cher for some reason. And Dominic is not here because he's got a migraine, so Tina's doing his job, right?
Yeah. Hello.
So far, that's all you need to know.
Listen, watch, Cher.
Does he love me? I want to know.
Tomorrow will be Listen, Watch, Cher and the Pacemakers. Tell you what, Alan, your dad can choose who tomorrow's is.
No, be Tom Jones.
Listen, watch Tom Jones. It's not unusual. Right, 7:18.
All across the UK from the mighty BBC.
All right, we'll play some Take That and some Chasing Status after the news.
Listen, watch, share.
Do you believe in love after love?
Sorry, I'm ready. See, it's another Cher song, Alan.
Share.
See what we've done there?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Dominic has got a migraine. He had to go back home today. It's a proper bad one. You don't like your mum or your auntie gets. He's got one of them.
When they have to lie down.
Yeah. Going to be asleep now in a dark room. So anyway, Tina's doing the news and the sport and the weather. 7:34.